From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. And at the Pentagon, Thursday, spokesperson Peter Cook met with reporters about the Russia airstrikes.
The view is that if we can take steps to avoid miscalculation, misjudgment, to avoid some sort of accident happening in the skies, we are going to at least engage in that conversation right now with the Russians, and we'll see where that goes.
Russian jets continue to stage airstrikes in Syria, targeting not only Islamic State militant extremists, but some observers charge also anti-Assad fighters backed by the United States. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered a blistering condemnation of the Iranian nuclear deal in a speech at the UN General Assembly in New York. In that same speech, Mr. Netanyahu also condemned Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's speech on Wednesday as rejectionism of the peace process. The Israeli leader said he's prepared to immediately resume direct negotiations with the Palestinian Authority without preconditions. In a speech to the UN, Mr. Abbas said the Palestinians are no longer bound by the two-decade-old Oslo peace agreements with Israel. A general, the one behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso, surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Guibert Diendere turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital, Ouagadougou. VOA's French to Africa service reports that Diendere received assurances that he would not be killed and that he and other soldiers who took part in the September 16th coup would receive a fair trial. This is VOA News. An American C-130 military transport plane crashed at Jalalabad Airport in eastern Afghanistan, killing 11. That crash happened shortly after midnight local time today. The cause of the accident under investigation. U.S. defense officials at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan said the crew comprised of six U.S. service members died in the crash. The Taliban claims to have shot down the aircraft, but that has not been officially confirmed. Foundations of the European Union have been rocked this year by political chaos sparked by Greece's economic woes and the influx of hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees. Henry Ridgewell reports.
30 years ago, five EU states signed the Schengen Agreement that created a passport-free travel zone, which has since expanded across 26 European states. But that core EU principle of freedom of movement is being tested as several countries reintroduce border checks to counter the migrant surge. Hungary has built razor wire fences along its southern borders. On the horizon lie yet more threats. Britain will hold a vote on leaving the EU before 2018, with recent opinion polls favouring an exit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Here in the United States, an angry President Obama demanded that the American people push Congress to pass what he called common-sense gun laws. After a gunman murdered 10 people, wounded 7 others at an Oregon college Thursday, a grim Mr. Obama appeared on television after the shootings. He said Americans have become numb to what has become routine, a mass shooting followed by his White House statements and the response by those who oppose more gun control.
I hope and pray that I don't have to come out again during my tenure as president to offer my condolences to families in these circumstances. But based on my experience as president, I can't guarantee that. And that's terrible to say. And it can change.
Local authorities confirmed that the shooter was killed exchanging gunfire with police at the school on Thursday. A South Korean envoy says the United Nations may consider expanding a ban on the flow of luxury goods and strategic materials into North Korea if Pyongyang fires a long-range rocket. Recently, North Korea made a series of threats implying such a rocket launch and a nuclear test. You can get more news at our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.